Texas celebrates record highs for jobs, labor force. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the strength of the Texas economy following the release of January employment data showing continued jobs momentum as Texas again set new highs for total jobs, the number of Texans working, and the size of the Texas labor force. January marked job growth in Texas for 43 of the last 45 months. Texas works when Texans work, and more Texans are working today than ever before in the history of our great state, said Governor Abbott. Thanks to the best business climate in the nation and the best workforce in America, we are seeing record-setting business expansion and job growth in Texas. With an unrelenting focus on expanding economic opportunity for all Texans through significant and historic investments in education, infrastructure, and workforce development, we continue to build a bigger, better Texas for generations to come. January job totals released by the Texas Workforce Commission reflect annual benchmarking revisions made by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, to previously released monthly employment data. New jobs records for Texas now include: Texas reaches a new high with the largest labor force ever in the state's history at a 15,143,400. Texas reaches a new high for Texans working, including self-employed, at 14,558,800. Texas reaches a new high for total jobs at 14,053,400 after adding 18,900 non-farm jobs in January. Texas added 263,900 jobs from January 2023 to January 2024. Last week, Governor Abbott celebrated Texas winning Site Selection Magazine's Governor's Cup for an unprecedented 12th year in a row. With records unmatched by any other state, the latest win recognizes Texas as the number one state for attracting the most new and expanded business facility projects in 2023, with 1,254 total projects, more than twice the total for the second-ranked state.